Hear what the Spirit of the Lord would say. Understand these things and mark them thoroughly within your heart and your minds. For know that soon the nations of the earth will pour into this place that I have provided in my spirit. Watch as the midwives birth the churches, the places that are after the pure and undefiled. Know this, that you're one of many taking on the torch to run with truth and with patience. But know this, the greatest pressing towards the mark is always close to the end. So press as one that presses forward to the mark for the prize of the high calling. And know this, that when I gather you together like this and visit you as I visit you now, it is to first come and to bring forth healing and deliverance and the sense of victory that you have been instilled and installed in my presence and in my person, saith the Spirit of grace. Have I not said out of my word that the husbandman, the caretaker of the vineyard, will first be partaker of the fruit thereof? So know this, that as I come to bring forth this impartation of grace, life and healing to your minds and to your bodies and to your spirit, and to lift you up and give you the sense of victory as in who I have caused you to be in my Son, then know this, that the next thing that I'll ask of you is to turn your authority on the nations of the earth with a sense of gratification and satisfaction, as if all things are under your feet. Now exercise the right of authority, right that has been given you. This honor hath all his saints. Have I not prophesied by my prophet to execute judgment, upon the earth, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron? Know this is the honor of all my saints, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Akio kala. So it is a right thing for you to come in and to receive healing and judgment over your bodies and judgment over your souls, and then to know that I bring forth that inspiration of my spirit that causes you to turn the sword and pull down those things around about you concerning your families, and to know with a visualization of my spirit that all of those that you pray for are coming in this last day harvest of my spirit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know the mind of Christ. Understand that I'm not the author of confusion, but rather I can take the enemy, as I showed you by way of example in the old, and turn the confusion that exists inside the hearts of those who are in the world. And I can turn it against, so that the latter end is those who are being prayed for will be brought forth in salvation. So know this, some of you have those loved ones that are bound by relationships and caught up in circles of relationships and intertwined with different people of the world that at this time are not seeking to hear my voice or to follow me. But know this, that if you'll pray, that as I did then, I'll do now. I'll cause the spirits to turn against each other, and relationships will be broken, and things will be broken in that atmosphere that binds those spirits together. so that individually I can go first to those to whom you're praying for, and I can bring them in to my kingdom, wash them in my blood, and cause them to be set on a one-way course into my glory. Then I'll go after all, even those who were in ungodly relationships and ungodly situations. I'll use the authority to run out in front of these and cause them to come to a place, even when you're not presently praying their name out in prayer. I've got their latter end on my mind too, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus. Know this, that the world is looking for you. Looking for me, saith one. Looking for you, saith the Spirit. For as they looked in their hearts desiring a Savior, and I sent and spared not my own Son. Now know this, that the answers to their life unfold and are as close as your life to them, saith the Spirit of grace. So know that as they looked for the firstborn and the first begotten, so now the representation of Him in the earth is you, the living and breathing ones that I've instilled my Spirit to, saith the Spirit of grace. So press forward and do not neglect the gift that has been given to you by the laying on of hands. Know this, that to those that much has been given, much is required. But know that my grace is sufficient for you to press on and to press forward and neglect not those things that have been given to you by my Spirit, saith the Spirit of grace. For indeed, great joy, jubilation, and rejoicing of my Spirit is prepared for all of those who will continue in well-doing and will continue knowing that the labor will be the first partakers of the fruit thereof, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. More and more miracles are coming. So test the waters. Not as, here's the difference. Like I can see what he's saying and I can stop and give commentary. Not as the pool of Bethesda, which those waiting for a season when the angel came down and troubled the waters. For truly I used those things for a season to testify of the one that would come and the one who showed up that day and brought forth the healing that was out of season without the troubling of the water. Know this, that one has now introduced healing and miracles for all those who'll step into Him, saith the Spirit of grace. So now test the waters. Bring the impotent man. Bring the man who is sick and the woman who is demented. Bring them the straggling ones of this earth and the ones on the outside, and know this, that it is of my utmost desire to trouble the waters every time you come together, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.